We're looking for Europe's second longest river. Among the cities it runs through is the Hungarian capital, Budapest. It's a scenic highlight of a lovely city that local officials are trying to make lovelier still by getting rid of graffiti. The answer is the Danube. Well, the BBC's Nick Thorpe is out along one of Budapest's main streets. And Nick, I'm wondering if the campaign to clean up Budapest has had any impact yet on the graffiti you usually see.
Well, Marco, I can say that it is. The campaign's got off to a pretty good start. This street, St. István Boulevard, stretches in a semicircle round from one bridge over the River Danube. Until just a couple of days ago, this was literally covered. Every residential building, every shop, even the theatre, the cinema, all covered in graffiti. But they've really been working very hard. This coalition, really, of different groups, including the city council, different companies who manufacture some of the chemicals to clear them off, all working very hard. And at this moment, I can't see any graffiti at all on any of these old, rather beautiful buildings on either side of the street here.
It's curious because a lot of world-class cities have had to kind of make a deal with the spray can devils to cope with the graffiti. What prompted city officials in Budapest to take this kind of get-tough stance?
They've had actions before, and really those all just got nowhere at all. They're talking here in Budapest about several actions. One of them is to actually offer free space to the graffiti artists, the taggers themselves. This is Károly Mesterházy, one of the graffiti artists who's actually supporting this anti-graffiti campaign.
Well, actually, we're painting a legal wall. This is the first time they hand out a legal wall for people like us. There's only one place in Budapest where we can paint, and they are promising to give us some more places to have some fun.
So, Nick, what does Budapest graffiti look like? Does it have a lot of the kind of like cartoon-like helium-filled lettering that you see in New York, for example?
You have some of that at its best, in a way. You get some of that, especially in areas where the kids have had more time and space. In, for example, areas where trams pass momentarily underneath bridges next to the Danube. Perhaps police wouldn't be out on patrol during the night and they'd have more time to do their work. Most of what you see, however, is the tagging type kind of scrawl, people's names, marks, which mean nothing very much to ordinary passers-by who are just irritated or annoyed by it. People involved in the campaign against it say that the key to clearing it up is to get there very fast. If it's cleared up quickly, they say they can stop it. Otherwise, it spreads like fungus or something.
Well, Nick, we better let you get a move on before some of those ambitious Hungarian graffiti artists tag your jacket or something. The BBC's Nick Thorpe in Budapest, not far from the Danube River, which is the answer to our geo quiz today. Thank you very much, Nick.
Okay, cheers.